This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Buddy, I'll tell you what, nothing like a jobs day Friday to get your juices flowing, huh? Or maybe that's just me. I don't know. It is, however, where we are going to begin our weekly wrap of the past 5 days in the global economy. Lee Gallagher at Fortune Magazine, John Carney at the Wall Street Journal are the lucky winners today. Hey, you guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hi.
All right, John, let me give you your chance to be the curmudgeon early on here. Is there anything bad in this jobs report, dude? 280,000 new jobs, the rate ticked up, but only because more people are looking. Come on, hit me.
There's nothing bad.
All right.
It was very, very good. And remember a couple months ago when we had a really bad number?
Yeah.
That got revised up over 100,000. Good news all the way through.
Wages are up evenly, and that's the thing everybody's been saying. Oh, my God, we need wages.
Yeah, that's the one thing we've been waiting for, and it looks really good. And even the quit rate is looking good.
Yep.
And when people quit, that means that they have hope that there's other stuff out there. Across the board, it was really good. And I'm with you. Jobs Friday, it's all good.
I know, right? Come on. All right, so it's not just me. I'm not the only loser out there. So let's go then to the Federal Reserve, which is poised, shall we say, to raise rates. John, what's your gut telling you?
They are definitely going to raise rates this year. I am changing my mind on this. I said earlier that this would never happen, but I'm now convinced that the Fed just absolutely wants to prove that they can do it at least once. And so they're going to get it done.
Yeah. Lee, what do you think?
I'll even say they're absolutely going to raise rates in September. How about that?
Well, remember, we're recording this, and we'll play it back to you the day when they don't raise in September. I am firmly in the Christine Lagarde camp. And Christine Lagarde, the managing director of the IMF, came out yesterday. The IMF did with its survey of the American economy, its evaluation, and they said the Fed ought to wait until 2016. John, two things about that. One, interesting that the IMF and Lagarde are lecturing Yellen and the Fed. And also, really, do they want us to wait?
I do think they want us to wait. I think it would be the correct policy to wait. I almost feel like a traitor. I'm siding with foreigners. But look, I have to say that this was not a very smart thing for the IMF to do. If they really want the Fed to wait, I don't think that they should be out there trumpeting it, because what happens if Yellen does wait? Everybody says, looks
it's
like
only
the IMF's
the IMF
in charge.
Said so. Yeah.
All right. Lee, let's move on now from the Fed. My note here that I had made to myself before I came into the studio says, Greece, .. please make it stop.
I
know, and I'm really sorry, but I have to bring
it
up. We're in the throes now. I want to say we're in the end game, right?
We are, but it just doesn't seem to be getting any better. And the situation there is as terrible as we see it in the headlines. I mean, I haven't been there, but I just know on the ground, the social situation there is just unimaginable almost. And so I don't think we're any closer to a deal.
John, you know that thing where they say, the market has it priced in, whether it's a rate hike or some big announcement or whatever. Do you think, maybe not like the global economy, but do you think the powers that be have the possibility of Greece leaving the eurozone priced in, as it were?
No, they do not. What is actually priced in is an eventual painful resolution to this, not a Grexit. And when that happens, that will have giant repercussions and unpredictable ones. It will be a sort of Lehman-like moment where things that we didn't know could blow up will blow up.
Things that we didn't know could – that's scary. That's just not good.
It's absolutely terrifying, and which is why I think eventually they will not let this happen. Look, if you are a huge problem is if you let somebody out, you then create the potential that somebody else will then leave in the future. And that makes everybody worry. It creates a giant ongoing problem. It makes every country that gets into sort of fiscal deficit situations a potential defector from the eurozone. And they don't want that.
Right. Lee, I want to take a very quick pass by oil prices here on the way out. OPEC decided it wasn't going to raise production. So we're going to stay somewhere below 100 bucks, 60 bucks barrel, and we'll continue to reap the bonanza, as it were.
I think we will, yeah. But we're not really in the crisis mode. How much further can they fall? So this is really good for everybody. It's great for the middle class. It's a boon to their pockets. It's regressive, and that's good for the economy, not great for the oil companies still. But look, 8 out of 10 of them are still in the top 10 of the Fortune 500.
That,
so
that
there you
true.
Go.
That is true. When does that come out, by the way? Isn't there a new one coming out?
It's out just
it's
now.
Out.
It
See,
came out this week.
We got
yes.
the plug in. There, that, my friend, is what you call branding right there.
I didn't even mean to do
Lee
that.
Lee Gallagher from, wait, was it? Fortune Magazine. John Carney from The Wall Street Journal. Have a good weekend, you guys.